Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, I received a few emails over the last couple weeks asking for an update from GR Silver Mining. People are curious as to how the drilling is progressing, where the drilling is happening. The company did just put out a news release a couple days ago on November 3rd that talks about some of the reconnaissance drilling that's ongoing at the Plomosas project. But let's focus a bit more big picture here in terms of, first and foremost, how many drills on site? Where are these drills being focused, please?
For sure. Thank you again for having me here. We have 6 drill rigs on site. One of them is doing the underground drilling at San Marcial. First time ever company put a drill rig in the tunnel and go deep drilling. And the reason for that drill rig there is because we finished the geophysical survey, great anomalies, geophysical anomalies. So we've been targeting below the resource, probably 100 to 150 meters below the lower level of the resource. So aiming to expand the resource. But good news is that we are also discovering rock with a lot of sulfides, which are very excited. So cross the fingers for the results. The other 5 drill rigs, they are in the following order. One is at Loma Dorada. It's a big target. It's 1.5 kilometers long. It's a parallel system to the Plomosas mine area. And we are very excited, came across some veins, but we have 2 drill rigs there, working on surface drill holes, shallow holes, 200, 300 meters maximum, no deep holes there, but trying to explore the strike length. We have a drill rig at the El Saltito, that's another parallel vein system that we are just starting to drill the area to the north, and we'll be drilling to the south as well, of an old mine, old gold mine. And important to say, we are drilling the gap. We put a news release about a very good surface sampling results, 10 grams per ton of gold, and we put a drill rig checking these veins down deep now. And a couple old workings area, like Trampoline, is an old next to an old mine. We are drilling that to check the extensions. And to the south of Plomosas mine area, we have the Plomosas South, that we believe is a very different geological setting, big intrusive rocks, some veins, and we hope they can get some good results too.
So, Marcio, is it fair to say that the drilling that's ongoing right now is pretty focused on true exploration, making new discoveries? There isn't a whole lot of infill drilling here, it doesn't sound like.
That's right. We had the resource done. We might do some in the future as part of a small amount of work. But I would say most of the drilling, if not say pretty much everything, on all the brand new targets to really support what we believe is the district scale, many veins, many systems in the area.
So with 6 drill rigs turning, what is the overall estimate in terms of this program, meter-wise? How many meters are you guys planning on drilling with these 6 drills turning right now?
We announced 14,000 meters. As you know, as you drill, you get more success. We might be bring a little bit more. And we have drilled 1/3, but from this 1/3, I would say that 75% of the samples are still at the lab, a big delay, we can talk about that, and might go until probably January, February, still drilling.
Okay, so the drills will continue to turn. Let's talk about some of these individual areas that you guys are drilling. I'm using that news release from November 3rd to go through these areas. You highlighted this Loma Dorada area first. Now, this is, I believe, the first time you guys are drilling this actual area. Give us some more background on this target, please.
It's an example about how prospective the whole Plomosas project is. It's a big hill, it's 1.5 kilometers long. The top of the hill is completely red. That means a lot of oxidation, sulfides that were oxidized. And Dorada means gold. And Loma means the top of the hill. So, and we came across some veinlets. And we have decided to evaluate some historical data, some soil sampling and other geochemical anomalies. Geologists, boots in the ground, start drilling, sampling. came across some veins, some disseminated sulfide, old workings. So we are very excited about this one as a big system. And why I like this so much, looks like it's a continuity of the San Juan area that's located 1.2 kilometers to the south.
Now, is this a high-grade target? Are you hoping or at least expecting to hit some high-grade veins here? Or is this going to be maybe a lower-grade disseminated system?
I think we are talking about both systems. We have so far, just came back from Mexico and from the geologist and everybody talking. We have two systems. One is the vein system, typical epithermal quartz vein that might have some attractive high-grade gold and silver. And you have another system that's some host rocks with disseminated sulfide. And you'll see what the results will be.
Okay. Now, regarding the drilling at San Marcial, the underground drilling underneath that resource body, you mentioned about 100 to 150 meters below. What are you hoping to find there? What system are you testing here?
Yeah, just as a reference, the figure 3 on the news release is really good. It shows the location of the drill holes. I'm expecting to find a much broad zone of mineralization other than the breccia that has a lot of silver. And why I'm saying that the broad zone, wide zone, is because we've seen a lot of sulfides. And they are mainly pyrite that might carry some gold. And it's showing that the system is not only the breccia, it might have other geological aspects that supported by the geophysical results that we did, the first ground geophysical survey, shows that the target is highly prospective for maybe bulk mineable type of target and big systems.
Now, is this area, the underground drilling below that San Marcial resource, is this where you could be potentially adding some near-term ounces, either after this program or after a follow-up program?
Well, definitely yes, because think most of the holes are 100, 150 meters down deep from the lower limit of the resource model. So it's probably, I would say, roughly one-third increase in the down deep length of the ore body on the breccia. But on top of the breccia, we are encountering other rocks. The host rocks on the footwall are sulfide mineralized.
Okay. Let's also talk about these two other areas, El Trampolín and El Saltito. These are two new areas. I don't believe we've spoken about them before. Any more information how you came up with these targets and, again, the system that you're hoping to find there?
El Trampolín, we came across after we identified an old working or old shallow mine on the boundary of the concessions that we have there. And it's a big hill and falling along the strike. We came across some old workings. So some initial channel sample results and mapping along the roads. We said, this is an extension of the old mine. Why not put some drill holes here? We are doing that. They also teach us the same, a similar story. There's a small, tiny concession in the center of the Plomosas project, controlled by a third party. They mined some gold and silver there. But we control the northern extension and the southern extension. So both upside potential along the strike to the north and south are controlled by the company. Geological mapping and sampling showed some sort of really good results. The company did not release channel samples of this area yet, but we saw good geology. So we decided to allocate one drill rig to be full-time dedicated to this El Saltito area.
Okay, perfect. Final area that I want to talk about is this gap area. We have talked about that before, and this area is very interesting to me because that could really tie together the San Marcial project with that Plomosas project. It's kind of this area in between. I know it's been loosely explored, but you guys are taking a bit more of a focus here. Give us some more insights on the gap area and the drilling that's happening there.
For sure. Like, we finally were able to get the drill rig on the ground, and we had a lot of rain. Just for the audience, there were two hurricanes in Mexico that passed by the area. So, and now we have the drill rig on drilling as we speak. Why it's so important? Like you said, it's a great way to show the connection between San Marcial and the Plomosas to the north and San Juan. But we believe that we might be working with the more preserved part of the epithermal system. That means be able to find more silver and gold veins with high grade.
All right, Marcio, I do need to ask you then, cash in the bank with six drill rigs turning and you guys really only about a third of the way through that program. Where does the company stand in terms of cash?
We are very close to $8 million Canadian dollars, and I think for this program, we are funded and continue to work in Mexico.
Okay. Marcio, I really appreciate the update. I think that will answer a lot of the questions that came in. A broad update here with all the drills that are turning, 6 rigs in total. And look, we all know that the assay labs are slow. So when you get those results back, we'll follow up as they are released to the market. And if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am also a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. So we'll be following up again as some more news hits the market. Marcio, thanks as always for your time. Chat again soon.
Thank you.